A reading from Mark chapter 14. Immediately while Jesus was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. With him there was a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard." So when he came, he went up to him at once and said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. Then they laid hands on him and arrested him. But one of those who stood near drew his sword and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to them, "Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a bandit? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled." All of them deserted him and fled. A certain young man was following him, wearing nothing but a linen cloth. They caught hold of him, but he left the linen cloth and ran off naked. It is in Mark's Gospel alone that we find those last two unique and puzzling verses. Who is the young man who followed Jesus, was seized by the soldiers, and then fled naked? It seems likely that he heard the commotion of Jesus' arrest in the garden. Perhaps he had a house nearby. Some speculate that it may have been in his home that Jesus shared the Last Supper with his friends. The young man heard a commotion, and, it being late at night, left his bed, grabbed a sheet to cover himself, and went to see what was going on. Some suggest he may have been Mark, who wrote the Gospel account, because it's such a specific story and unique to Mark's Gospel. Others suggest he may have been Lazarus, who we know lived locally. So too, the word for linen sheet, in every other use of the word, refers to a sheet that a dead body is wrapped in, as Lazarus's was, and as Jesus's would be. Perhaps there's something significant in that. Whoever he is, what is the significance of these verses, added in at the point of Jesus' betrayal and arrest? Well, in just the verse before, we read that all of Jesus' friends deserted him and fled. The language used here captures something of the terror and horror of that night. And perhaps these verses about the young man help us to grasp something of how those disciples felt as their teacher and Lord was seized and taken. A certain young man was following him, just as all those other disciples had chosen to do over the years. "Follow me," Jesus had beckoned them, and they had left everything to follow him. Wearing nothing but a linen cloth has a suggestion of us coming as we are to follow Jesus. Very simply, with little to offer. I'm reminded of the powerful words from the beginning of Lent. "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." We come as we are to God. There is nothing we can give him, only ourselves. And as the young man follows, in nothing but a linen cloth, such as one used to wrap a dead body, we are reminded too of our human frailty. But then the soldiers seized him. This is the only reference to anyone other than Jesus being seized or caught hold of. And as he breaks away and flees, we feel something of his terror. He would rather run naked through the garden and even into the town than go where Jesus is going. What horrors lie before Jesus? Certainly his disciples, his friends, this young man, all willing to follow him, cower in fear at what lies ahead. They will not follow him to death. Not yet.